Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 57 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 52 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 50 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 46 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 45 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 45 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 45 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 48 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 54 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 61 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 64 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Sunny. 70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Sunny. 73 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KADO test. KADO testing. QRSS from Kilo Delta 8. Delta actually. KADA. K8DX, this is K8 Delta, Ontario, K8DO, Doc and Hemlock, go ahead.
Oh, good, you got a good signal in here. I'm Howard in Thomas Township. So, Hemlock, okay, doing good. And I live in the senior apartments here in Thomas Township, so. Well, that's about it. Back to you from KDA50.
Okay, Howard, very good. Now, am I in the repeater full quieting?
It seems like it. I have a little handheld here, and about 4 watts. I don't know how to pronounce this. Of course, it's the Chinese one, but seems to work pretty decent. So, yeah, you sound good. There's nice signal here. So, sometimes I get on the Sunday night net at 7 o'clock. So, but okay, DO, huh? Okay, very good. Do you work on CW much? Go ahead.
Yeah, Howard. The call is just 110, Kilo 8, Delta, Ontario. And, yeah, I do a fair amount of CW.
Oh, good. I got to get back on CW. I've been a ham for about 50 years now. And, I used to work. Since I moved, I lived in Saginaw. I had some demons and dipoles and antennas, but here in the apartment on third level, I don't have anything. I got to think of what kind of antenna to put in my small apartment. So you got all of that. But just a CW. And that's good, so. Yeah. My speed is down. Of course, I'm 87 years old now, so I used to be able to copy 20, but I don't know what I can copy now. Copy around 14 at a steady pace. So what bands are active now? Go ahead.
Well, all the bands are active, except we've had that solar flare, and right now the low bands are trash. And there'll be times when you'll be hearing some signals, but then they'll fade and there's going to be a lot of noise. We're going to be, oh heck, another week to 10 days before we get out of this mess, because it was a major flare on the sun. The sun's throwing tantrums every day.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'm not aware of it, but I know DX was there, 10 meters was open quite a bit, and my good friend Dave Snyder, NADRL, he's been working quite a bit at DX, and F8, I think it is, mode or whatever. I haven't worked that long. I used to work TSK-31. I loved that when it was active, quite active. I've worked at a lot of stations for about 3 years on TSK-31. I loved it. The QSOs were generally about half an hour, so it was a great mode. And it didn't have to run much power either. But I worked a lot of foreign countries for that. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Yep. Well, don't take my comments that the HF bands are no good. They're wonderful, but we took a hit late Saturday night from a direct hit off the sun, and the bands are still trying to recover. They're up, they're down, they're left, they're right. So it's going to be some days. But yeah, you need to. I don't know if there's any stations on here today. I tried to have our morning net this morning on 7228, and we could not do it. It was just, it wasn't there. It was all noise, and you'd catch a word here and a word there, that sort of thing, but that was it. But, you know, an hour from now, it may be great for a while. It's just, you're just going to have to listen. Turn the radio on, son. Turn the radio on. KADO.
Yeah, KADO from KADH says yes. Very good. So.
That's good.
Good to talk with another CW operator. We're getting fewer and far between. I can remember when I started ham radio, 1975, yeah. I worked, in fact, I had a crystal-controlled CW rate. I could run 75 watts, and I had six crystals with it. I was able to work all states in that first year as a novice, and I had to upgrade that. I think back then you could own Fort Novice for 1 year. Then I had to go down to the federal building in Detroit to upgrade to general class. And it was fun, though. But I spent a lot of time on CW in my first year as a novice. KDO for KDH, yes.
Okay, very good. Did you know Earl Rosa?
Oh, yeah, I sure did. As a matter of fact, he helped train me on CW. We would do it down in his basement on the west side of Saginaw there. Go ahead.
Yeah. He's one of the old-timers I knew. I've been around a long time. I came to Saginaw in the early 70s. And I got my license in the early 60s, so. Anyway, I knew all the old guys. The young guys today don't know who I am and don't care, and that's just fine. It doesn't matter. all us old birds, we're departing. Anyway, okay, I am going to run back in. I was just tossing this radio in the truck to see if it was working, and it was giving me a hard time. I thought I was going to have to do a hard reset on it, but I finally found the magic key combination that unlocked it and whatever it was locked into. So now I got to go in and look at the instructions because I want to put a couple more repeaters in the memory. And I do not remember how to do that. I haven't used this in a few years. It's in a Linco DR735, I think it is. Howard, I'll talk to you later. I'll be trying to listen. I won't be on a lot, but I'll be listening a lot. 73's for now. KBADX, KADO.
Yeah, KADO. So thank you from KBADX. Very good. Yeah. I wasn't aware of the solar flares and all that, but that does happen at times. No, you sound good. You're solid in here. I'm just sitting on a third floor balcony in my retirement home here, so at least that's why I went for a third floor, so I have a little height. 73 from KD850.
You're going to be around a little later. I'll give you a call if you happen to be there. We can chat a little bit. KDL.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Sunny, 75 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 77 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 79 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 79 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 79 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1900 hours. Partly sunny. 77 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Partly sunny. 75 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday night net.
72 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
My name is Mike. My call sign is KD8MMH. That's Kilo Delta 8, Mike Hotel. And I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL tone of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to your name and location, and whether you have any traffic or emergency communications. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile.
Echo 8, Papa, Charlie, Quebec, KD8, PCQ, Dave in Bay City, I will beam and out, 7-3.
Okay, thank you, KD8, PCQ, I have you as in and out. Do we have any other mobile short-timer in and out stations? If so, please call now. Okay, nothing heard at this time. I will take check-ins from any Echo Link stations. Any Echo Link stations wishing to join our Monday night net, please call net control now. Okay, nothing heard from Echo Link. At this time, I will take regular check-ins. All other stations wishing to join our Monday night net, please call net control now.
KC8YVF, Ron, no traffic.
KD8PAZ, Mini Bert, no traffic.
KC8BOA, Saginaw, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilo, Papa Romeo, Bob, in Franklin Township, no traffic.
Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey, WADW, Saginaw Township. And if KF8EDQ is going to be on frequency, I have one piece of traffic for him, over.
Okay, copy that, Dave. That call sign again was KF8 Echo David Quebec.
Roger, I think he's been on before. His name is Mike.
Okay, copy that. You have a piece of traffic if he's on the net. Got you in there, Dave. Any other check-ins for the Monday night net? If so, please call net control now.
This is KF8EDQ, Mike from Saginaw. Nice to meet you, Dave. I got your radiogram. I'd like to hear about it, yeah.
that I've got here so far, and we'll see if we get anyone else or if we've got any corrections or additions. First off, I had Dave, KD8PCQ, as an in-and-out station. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate that. Regular check-ins, I have Ron, KC8YVF, Minnie, KD8PAZ, Rich, KC8VOA, Bob, N8KPR, Dave, W8DW, and Mike, KF8EDQ. Is there anyone else that would like to join our Monday night chat? If so, please call Met Control now. Okay, nothing here. So with that, we will get started. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us this evening for our Monday night chat. I have one announcement. This coming Friday will be our June monthly Savara Club meeting. It will be held in person and also online. We'll keep doing the online because there are people that do use it, so we'll keep doing the online meetings also. It'll be held this Friday, 7 p.m. at Harry Brown Airport. All are welcome to attend. Quite a few things to talk about. We'll talk about upcoming field day in June. Midland Ham Swap is coming up here in a couple weeks. Talk about some antennas, 6-meter antennas. I got a call from Jeff about those. So lots of things going on at this club's meeting. Try not to miss it if you're available. With that, we'll go ahead and get the net started. Ron, KC8YVF, you're up and stand by me. Ron, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead. Good evening, Mike. Everyone on the net tonight. Hope everyone had a good week and a good weekend, I guess. Yeah, like I said, Mike said lots of things coming up this week. I know we got the Midland Club meeting on Thursday, got Savara's Club meeting on Friday, the Midland run, the Dow run on Saturday, so busy end of the week here coming up. I'll be involved in all of those. Weekend, worked around the house, did a variety of different chores and things as I usually do on the weekend. Sunday, got with a friend of mine and we took a little motorcycle ride. He's lived here all his life and never been up through the thumb, so we did about a 180-mile trip up to Caseville and up to Port Austin and then circled back through the center part of the thumb and back to his house in Essexville. So I gave him a little run for that. It was a beautiful day, a little cool in the morning, but it was a great day for a ride. It wasn't too hot that way. And the winds picked up a little bit later, so they weren't too bad in the morning when we went. So that was a good thing. So that's all I got, at least for this go-around, Mike. I'll catch you on the 73 round, KC8YVF. Okay, very good, Ron. Thanks for joining us tonight. Sounds like you had a good time on the motorcycle ride there. Luckily, the weather turned out good, hopefully, for that. Yeah, it was a beautiful day here today. My outside thermometer reached a high of 86 today, so looks like we're back into the summer temperatures. It's supposed to be warm again tomorrow, so things are getting dry. I could use a little bit of rain, so I hope that comes before not too long. A lot of people have got their gardens in there and are looking forward to some rain to keep the gardens growing also. All right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Minnie, KDH-PAZ, and stand by Rick. Minnie, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening, KD8MMH. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to all the rest of the guys on here tonight. It's good to hear everyone in here. Yeah, I've got my garden planted, but there is of it. I got two tomato plants and a cucumber plant, but that's enough for myself. So, and I started a puzzle on Saturday, and I finished it just before the net. So I got that done. I've got a take a picture of it yet and put it on the Facebook. I'll probably do that tomorrow. So other than that, haven't been doing too much. Did get the lawn mowed today. The guy come and mowed that for me. So got that taken care of. This is KD8PAZ back to KD8MNH.
Okay, very good, Minnie. Thanks for joining us tonight. Good job on the puzzle there. Look forward to seeing that one up on Facebook. Yep, like you, I also got my lawn mowed today, too. Decent weather, so it hasn't been growing that much lately, which is a good thing, so don't have to bag it. I can use the mulch feature on the mower and just mulch it back in, so that's always handy. Saves a little bit of time and everything, not having to catch it when it's so long. So as long as I can keep up with it, hopefully about once a week or so, if it doesn't keep growing too much, that'll work out good. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the KDAC repeater. Before I go down to Rick, I'll take another quick standby here and see if there's anyone else that'd like to join the net. If anyone is out there and would like to join our Monday Night Net, please call Net Control now. Okay, nothing heard, so with that, we'll continue on down our list. Next, we'll go to Rick, KC8VOA, and standby Bob. Rick, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, everybody in the net, and thank you for doing the net tonight, Mike. Been a busy weekend. Saturday, I worked the Bicycle Ministry giveaway, and we gave away 207 bikes. And busy time, successful event, actually ran over a little bit, and so forth, and been doing a lot of weed whacking, and I ended up cutting the neighbor's backyard. She's kind of laid up. She's got an arm in a cast and a foot in a cast, and she's not able to cut them on, so grass got to be a foot tall in the backyard, so that was quite a chore. Got it cut down about 3.5 inches right now. I started at 4.5, and like I said, it was a foot tall, so I just kind of pushed some of it over. I dropped it down a step at a time until I get down to about 3.5. It looks halfway decent. I thought I'd let it dry out a little bit more and then cut it again. And with that, we'll turn it over back to Net Control. KC8VOA, back to KD8MMH.
All right, very good, Rick. I appreciate you joining us tonight. Good job on the bike giveaway there. That sounded like that was quite the accomplishment, giving away 200 bikes for that. And also good job on helping the neighbor out with the lawn. All right, next up we'll go to Bob, N8KPR, and standby Dave, WADW. Okay, Bob, you're up. Go right ahead, sir.
Well, good evening, Mike. Everybody else on the net. Yeah, good deal on the bikes there, Rick. You had some happy kids walking away from there. And it's always a good feel when you can help somebody out, you know, with your neighbor there. But, you know, sometimes, I don't know how big the yard is, but it could be a chore. I remember I had to do my neighbor's yard. They were gone to Germany for a few weeks, and I told them I'd cut your grass. And it's... But since our lots are essentially about the same size, each lot's like 2 acres. So, you know, it takes maybe, depending, hour to hour and a half, you know. But, I mean, it wasn't like a chore or anything. But, you know, it just adds a little time, more time to your day. But yeah, if you keep it cut, if you can keep it cut for her, you know, it'd be a lot less work. And what else going on around here? Oh man, I did yard work all day long. I pulled my trailer out of the back 40 and brought it up front by the house and by the barn, actually. And got that ready, getting it. I didn't do anything to it. I just pulled it out and brought it up to the front. And so that'll something I got to work on. But I'm working on some flower bed for the wife. And she was out there helping, so that's cool. A lot of times she don't, just, she's got other stuff to do, but she's helping me, so that was cool. And what else? Oh, tomorrow I cut grass. Tomorrow I'm going to cut grass. I haven't cut it in probably a little over a week. It's pretty long, but just take my time. And then where the trailer was sitting, it's the grass is about a foot tall. Because, you know, around it, anyway, it's dead underneath it, but around it, it's tall. So we'll get that knocked down tomorrow. And I still haven't got my garden put in, so... That's something else I got to work on. I got all the plants. I got to get some seeds for cucumbers. You couldn't find any cucumber plants. But well, that's enough for this round. Back to Net Control and ATPR.
Great. Well, very good, Bob. Thanks for joining us tonight. Getting your camper out, getting that not ready yet, but getting it started. That reminds me, that's probably on my list of things I need to do either this week or probably early next week too, is to grab my camper out of storage and bring that home and do the unwinterizing project on that and get that ready to go. And as far as the planting of all the seeds and the crops and everything, hopefully we should be done with the frost by now, so you should be safe getting your garden in. All right, that brings us down to Dave, W-A-E-W. Stand by Mike, and Dave, if you would like to go ahead and do your traffic at this time also, you can feel free to go ahead and do that if you would like, or if you want to wait until we end, totally up to you, just let me know. Okay, Dave, go right ahead.
Okay, real good there, by KD8MMHWADW. I'll do the traffic right now. I know we normally don't pass traffic on the net, even though we asked for it. We have not. We normally don't get a lot of traffic for the net, so I would do that, and I did call Mike, so Mike did get this, but I will read the radiogram that I got as I received it. It was received on the Michigan Digital Traffic Net the other day, and it came actually, I got it through the net from KBAPGW, John up in Midland. He got it off from the one of the reflectors, so it came from there. But anyway, I will read the message to you as I received it, Mike, and so it was number 2949. It was routine, and HX Golf, which means that they require a service message back, which I will send them a service message probably tomorrow. Just that it was that you received it, and I will tell them that it was received on this net. The station of origin was November X-ray 9 Kilo. It had a check of 2020. Came from Nakusa, Wisconsin, and it was originated on May 26th. And it was going to your station, Mike Bright, KF8EDQ. The message reads, "Welcome to Amateur Radio X-ray. This is the world's greatest hobby, X-ray. Get on the air and have fun, 73s. And it's signed Chris. It's Chris with a K. November X-ray 9 Kilo, and Jim, November 9 Whiskey Charlie." So that's the extent of the message, Mike. We get quite a few service messages like this through the Michigan Digital Traffic Net. I think we had five of them this particular day, so there was five other people that got the same message as you did. Anyway, well, my location, let me buy a second here. Okay, Ron, my location here, we've been doing some work around the house and that, and we've got our right lawnmower, and we have a little, an old, and I'm saying about 25-year-old Honda walk-behind self-propelled, and we were using that on Saturday, and it wasn't sounding right. I checked it. Didn't have any oil in it. It was dry. It was right down. So we put oil in it. And when I did that, I started to go again. I was on the driveway, and all of a sudden I had a track of oil underneath it. So we worked on it Saturday and found that there was a gasket that was gone that was in front and on this overhead valve. Mower and the cover for the overhead valve was leaking on the bottom side, so can't get them anymore. They're about, it's like I said, 25 years old, so I got a old Coke carton, and I made my own, put it on, put silicone on, put it together, and got oil in it, it's running good. So that's what I did anyway. A lot of grass is growing like mad. Anyway, back to you there, Mike, and we'll be here for 73 around KD8MMH, WADW.
All right, very good, Dave. Thanks for joining us tonight. Thanks for the piece of traffic. It's always good. Like you said, we hardly ever get any on here, so it is good review. It's good exercise for everyone else that is on the net to listen to traffic and how it actually works and how it gets passed. So appreciate that, and good job on the mower, too. I've got, I don't think my Honda mowers as old as yours, but it does a good job. It's got the lever that you can select either between mulch and bag, and it always starts right up, and it's self-propelled, so not a lot of work pushing it there, but it does a good job. So a good job with your own customization on the repair there of the mower. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the KDAC repeater. Next, we will go to Mike at KF8EDQ, and that will bring us to the bottom of the list. Mike, go ahead and let me know if you copied the traffic from Dave. Okay, go right ahead, Mike.
Yep, copy that on the traffic. This is KF8EDQ. Yeah, that's very cool to hear. I don't understand the significance of the message, but if I could return a message, I would say thank you for the very warm welcome, and I intend to put my attend nets and put my call sign out over the air. I've already been enjoying it. Ever since I got my call sign, I was very excited to get it, and I used my call sign the morning that I got it. I guess what's been going on around here over the weekend, I went and volunteered at the local animal shelter Saturday morning and Sunday morning. I've been doing that for a while. I ended up bringing a dog home. There's some people on the net here that might have heard me say that yesterday, too. But things are going pretty well with the fostering. I have two dogs of my own. Let me break for a moment. I have two dogs of my own, Neo and Ducky, and this new dog, Cassidy, has been very good with them. And they're sharing everything, and it's been very pleasant. The hospital, My Michigan, got back to me today about volunteering because I want to take one of my dogs in as an emotional care volunteer animal, and so Ducky is on her way to getting certified as a volunteer dog, so I can take her into hospitals to visit patients. And then I cut the grass today. It needed to be done very, very badly. But other than that, it's been fantastic around here. I'll pass it back to Nets. I believe it was KD8MMH. This is KF8EDQ.
All right, well, very good, Mike. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Good job on the new license and making use of it. I know quite a few people get the new license and then never do anything with it, so that's great that you're actually getting on the nets and doing things with it. And as far as traffic passing, in our Aries group, occasionally we will have exercises of passing traffic and basically how the ARRL messaging system works, so you're welcome. Ron's in charge of our, he's the emergency coordinator for the Aries group. You're welcome to talk with Ron and join us for the Aries group and learn more about the different ways of passing traffic and WinLink and all the different systems that we have out there for emergency communications and handling traffic and things like that. So. Like I said, it's a very rewarding hobby, and glad you're making use of it and enjoying it, and welcome to the hobby. That brings us to the bottom of the list. Before we start again at the top, I'll take another standby here. Is there anyone else who would like to get on the list and join our Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now. Okay, nothing heard, so we'll start at the top of our list again with Ron. KC8YVF, and just double checking around, make sure you're going to be around at the end of the net for the net report, and then stand by Minnie here on deck. Ron, good evening to you. Go right ahead, sir.
Thanks again, Mike, for doing the net tonight, and that's what we do at the end of the net each night. Each net control operator passes the traffic of the information for each one of the nets each week, and then I take that data and I put that together, and I send that into the state so that it's recorded for both the Sunday night net and the Monday night net. They take all of that data, and also as the emergency coordinator, all of the things that you do throughout the month, all your volunteer work and the meetings that you attend and the nets that you attend and all of that is recorded, and that's turned into the state as well. That gives them an idea of the volunteer work that's happening in the county, and we can show the state of Michigan and our counties our worth as far as the volunteer hours that are being performed to do different things for the county and for the state, and how much money they're saving if they had to go outside and volunteers to hire someone to do the work that we do. So, as I said, the traffic handling is something that you don't see a lot of anymore. There's a variety of different ways of doing it, but it's still very necessary in the time of emergencies. Those are used quite a bit. So we'll leave it at that at this point. Let me break. Wednesday coming up, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, chance of showers, most of it showers and thunderstorms. As of right now, nothing listed for severe weather for Wednesday. But again, just kind of be aware, check in the morning with the National Weather Service, weather.gov/DTX. Click on the around Saginaw County where you are on the map. It will give you a detailed forecast. Look at the bottom of the forecast and see if there's any type of hazardous weather outlook, and if there is and there's severe weather is expected, you'll see something that dispatchers and notify your emergency manager that skywarn activation may be necessary. So something to that effect. I look at that report every morning when I first get up, see if there's any hazardous weather predicted for that day and plan accordingly, at least in my schedule. So other than that, the garden's growing pretty good. I put down some fertilizer a couple of days ago, worked that into the soil, got it watered tonight until Mother Nature's able to do her job, which she does it a whole lot better than I can. So it'll grow a lot faster once Mother Nature waters it here in a couple of days, so I'm looking forward to that. This is KC8YVF back to net, and I will be here at the end of the net for the report, Mike.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.
All right, very good, Ron. Thanks once again for joining us. Good information there on the upcoming rain. That's on Wednesday. That's also this coming Wednesday, if anyone's interested. Downtown Saginaw is the annual Jazz on Jefferson. Runs from, I think, roughly it's all along Jefferson Avenue, roughly from James down to whatever that road is down by the hospital down there. Anyway, it's usually a fun time, different food vendors. The Castle Museum does a strawberry shortcake sale, fairly reasonably priced, and real good strawberry shortcakes. So they didn't do it last year. I guess there was construction or something on Jefferson that was going on, so they had to cancel it, and then the previous years with COVID and everything, so I think they had it maybe once back in 23, but they skipped last year. So anyway, that's always a fun time down at Jazz on Jefferson. If you're looking for something to do Wednesday, it's late afternoon, I believe. It used to start at like 4 o'clock and run to like maybe 8 or so in the evening. I'm not sure. I think the hours, they changed it maybe a little bit earlier this year. Let me buy a second here. The other thing this past weekend that was going on was the annual Midland Antique Festival out at the fairgrounds in Midland. I hadn't planned on going to that. Normally, it's the same weekend as the Midland Now Run Walk, but this year it was a week earlier, so a friend of mine that usually goes to that, too, he said, "Were you going to the Midland Antique Fest?" And I said, "Well, I hadn't really planned on it, but," and I said, "if you want to go, I guess we can go." And so I ended up going to the Midland Antique Fest for a few hours there. Didn't find much. It's quite a bit smaller than it used to be, but still fun way to spend a Saturday morning. All right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Minnie, K8PAZ, and stand by Rick. Minnie, good evening once again to you. 73 round, go right ahead.
Good evening again, Mike. This is KD8BAZ. Had a good nap tonight and enjoyed all of it. Hope to see some of you on Friday night. Hope to make it there if nothing else comes up. So anyway, other than that, I did water my plants this morning, so they got a little bit of water. So hopefully Wednesday we'll get a whole bunch and I won't have to worry about watering them. Anyway, this is KD8BAZ, back to KD8MMH.
All right, well, very good, Minnie. Appreciate you stopping by with us this evening. Always a pleasure to have you on our nets. And good luck with your garden. Hopefully the weather will cooperate and you'll have a nice fruitful harvest this year with your garden. All right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Rick, KC8BOA. And stand by, Bob. Rick, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening again, Mike. And, yeah, I'm kind of glad the weather's holding off another day. I've got to uncover the air conditioner yet, and I'm like Bob. I haven't got my plants all in the garden yet. I've got some going, but I haven't got them all in there yet. So I've got to get busy with that, and I've got a lot of weeding to do as well. So let's go keep me hopping for a bit. And with that, I'll say 73. Everyone have a wonderful night. Hopefully I won't be there Friday night, unfortunately. So you all have a good week, and enjoy yourselves. 73 KC, BOA.
All right, well, very good, Rick. Thanks for stopping by and joining us this evening. We'll miss you on Friday. It's always a pleasure to have you at our club meetings there. But enjoy with whatever else you've got going on Friday night. Like I say, thanks once again for stopping by this evening. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the KDAC repeater. All right, next up we'll go to Bob, NAKPR, and stand by Dave, WADW. Bob, good evening once again to you, sir. Go right ahead.
And to you as well, Mike. A weird thing happened. I may actually be able to make the meeting this Friday. Normally, this time of year, I'm camping every weekend. I know it's strange, but I got two travel trailers. I got one that's permanently parked and one I travel with. And obviously, the one that's parked, they go up to the most. And I've been up there minus 6 years, but I've been up there over 32 years, I think. But there are 6 years. I was there for 20. I left for 6 to do some traveling. And then I moved back in. Got tired of the traveling part. And I mean, it's still fun, but it's more fun just with all the people that I know up there. So family and friends. And the friends are almost like family. So, but we got an 80th birthday party to go to this weekend. My next-door neighbor. And he's having all of his family flying in from Germany and California and Washington State. And so it'll be, they invited us, and I said, well, okay, we'll go. And then I think the following weekend we got a camp. We have a wedding on the west coast of Michigan. And so we got to go to that. And then the Tuesday after that, I think we go camping in Standish, other travel trailer that we have parked in the yard here, but we go to Standish. But with that said, I'm actually going to be home for a while, so I actually need some work done. But thanks for doing the net, Mike. And like I said, if I don't forget, I'll be at the meeting tonight. And thanks for the net, Mike. And send it to you, everybody. Have a great week. Back to Net Control, NAKPR.
All right, well, very good, Bob. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Yeah, looking forward, if you're able to remember and make it out to the meeting Friday night, look forward to seeing you at our club meeting there Friday night. Good job. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Dave, WADW, and stand by Mike, KF8EDQ. Dave, good evening to you, sir. Once again, go right ahead.
Okay, real good there, Mike. K8MMH, WADW. And, Mike, actually radiograms, the messages, we handle quite a few of them on the Michigan Digital Traffic Net. We do welcome to amateur radio ones and Also, we have done birthday greetings, and we have check-ins. We have a check-in probably once or twice a month from the radio club at Case Western Reserve University down in the Cleveland area, and the students will send messages, radiograms from there to their parents or friends throughout the country. So it becomes a lot of fun. Actually, we've had some welcome to amateur radio radiograms come from Europe. There's a guy in Germany that will do the same thing. But it's basically to keep in practice more than anything. They're, you know, they're not they're nothing serious, but you never know that you may need it someday, and it's always good to keep in practice. And that's what we do on the Michigan Digital Traffic Net. We try and keep in practice with the sending radiograms, and ones like the two people that send them to you from the Wisconsin area, they sent quite a bit to you. As I said, the number on that one was almost 3,000, so they send a lot of radiograms. But anyway, that's why we do it. Keep in practice. Anyway, that's about all I got. Got a lot of little projects to go in here. We've got deck cleaning and refinishing, just all kinds of stuff going on. And unfortunately, the maple trees are dropping a helicopter, so they're making a mess out there. Anyway, Sarah Threes, thanks for doing it there, Mike. Catch everyone down the log. KD8MMH, WADW.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
Hey, very good, Dave. Thanks for joining us this evening. 7-3 to you also. You have a great week ahead. And, yeah, like you said, the maple trees with those the helicopter seeds, boy, it was a bad year for them this year. They're all over the place here. I don't know in other areas how they've been, but I know around here it's more than I've ever seen in this area with the little helicopter seeds flying down everywhere around here. They're thick. They are thick this year. And, yeah, as far as the traffic, too, one quick note, like way back 5 years ago with the dam failures there in Sanford and up Midland way, I had a friend, she's up in the Sioux, and she had friends on, I don't know if it was right on Sanford Lake or somewhere around Edenville, somewhere in that area. Couldn't get a hold of them and hadn't heard from them and was basically wondering how they were. I said, well, we'll get in touch with the local amateur radio club up, I think it's the Eastern UP club up there, and she got a radiogram through them to do like a welfare check on her friends down at the in the Sanford area to see how they survived with the flood and everything, and it turns out everything was okay, but that was the only way that that she could get the message through and find out how they were. So the traffic handling does have a purpose, and it does come in handy for things like the Midland Sanford dam failures. So it does have a purpose, and it is great to keep in practice with them also. So, all right, continuing on down our list, that will bring us to Mike, KF8EDQ. That will bring us to the bottom of the list. Go right ahead again, Mike.
Yep, copy that on the traffic. That's very cool. Very interesting practice there. But I've been keeping busy. I have a regular job I have to work, so I'm working during the day. But I just got done setting up a simple base station with a nice power supply hooked up to it, and I have that at my desk. And now that I have it functioning, I meant to use it tonight. But it's kind of warm in the house. And it's nice and cool outside right now, so I decided to use the dial in today. Not a whole lot just going on besides trying to knock down all the grass. I mean, it seems like everybody cut grass today. Everyone around me, both sides, and the other side of the street even, everyone around me was cutting grass. And so I went to go cut grass, and I was out of fuel, so I had to go out and run out and get gasoline to even cut the grass. So I'm just glad I got it accomplished before the net tonight. But it's been a pleasure to speak and hear from all of you. I will say 73s. This is KF8EDQ. We'll pass it back to Net. KD8MMH.
All right, well, very good, Mike. Appreciate you joining us tonight. 73 to you also. You have a great week ahead. And, yeah, mentioning the mower running out of gas. I mowed mine today. I think I'm probably right at the end of, I have a 5-gallon can, and I may have enough left in it for one more time, and then I'm going to have to swing by somewhere. I always get the, I get 5 gallons, I get the rec fuel in that, and also put stabilizer in it, and that's strictly for the lawnmower and the snowblower, and 5 gallons will usually last for the whole year with the snowblower and the lawnmower, depending on how bad of a winter we get with the snowblower. That seems to use the gas a lot more than the lawnmower does. But once again, thanks for joining us, and maybe one of these months you'll be able to stop by our club meeting here. Like I said, it is this Friday evening also, 7 o'clock out at the Erie Brown Airport. So not doing anything, hope to see you out at one of our club meetings coming up here soon, too. That brings us to the bottom of the list. Is there anyone else that would like to join the net before we close the net down? If so, please call Net Control now. Okay, are there any closing comments or announcements for the Savara Net? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 8 check-ins. This time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Mike, the KDH-MMH. This net is now closed, returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. 731 and all, and thank you once again for joining us on our net this evening. And Ron, KC8YVF, stand by here for 1 second while I get the numbers together for you for the net report. Okay, KC8YVF, KD8MMH, let me know if you're ready for the net report, Ron.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Okay, this will be my number 156. 156. Routine. Hotel X-ray Golf. KD8MMH, check of 11-11, Saginaw, Michigan, June 2nd, 2025, it's being addressed to yourself, Ron Huss, at Amateur Call, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Break for text. Total check-ins, figure 8. Total time, figures of 43. Minutes, total traffic, figure 1, X-ray, and no more. I'll copy.
I copy the net report, Mike. Thanks very much for doing the net. I do plan to go to the Midland meeting on Thursday, so if you're willing to drive again, I'll be here.
Yep, I was going to ask. I forgot to ask about that. If you're going, yep, same time, roughly pick you up around, 6:35, 6:40, somewhere in that area. So if that works for you, I will see you Thursday evening. Unless I talk to you before then.
Okay, that sounds good. Thanks a lot. KC8YVF clear.
Yep, well, thank you too, Ron. KD8MMH clear.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
Good evening. 22 hours. Mostly clear. 66 degrees. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening. 23 hours. Mostly clear. 64 degrees. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.